This recording, England 60, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in 1946 in a small village by the name of Flatbridge, which is part of the Wigan Metropolitan Borough in Lancashire, England. I'm the second son of a typical working class family, mostly made up of colliery workers. The males in my family were predominantly coal-face workers, and some of the women were what was known as pit brow lasses. I left secondary education while still 14 years old, and a week later, on turning 15, I began working in an engineering factory. I remained working in one engineering capacity or another for the next 45 years. I'm now retired. One of my interests is dialect poetry. I have over the years written quite a lot of dialect verse, which includes numerous dialect phrases and sayings that I can remember as a child when I was growing up in the 40s and 50s. I do feel that there's a great difference between local accent and local dialect. The Wigan accent contains very flat vowel sounds, but it is very understandable. On the other hand, the local Wigan dialect is not so easily understood, especially by people who come from outside the area, and this dialect very often needs translation. I feel it's sad that a lot of the old phrases and sayings are being lost as time goes by, as our communities are becoming more and more diverse. For this reason, I've attempted to write my poems using many local phrases and sayings, both in a humorous and a poignant situation. Here is one of my poems. I think it's a good example of Wigan dialect verse. The poem is entitled Hell to Pay. It started with a bald spot, about as big as half a crane. Then it getting bigger and whipped its road around. Every time I had a bath, I washed me hair at neat, I'd look down onto the fluid to be her or around my feet. Fine hairy chunks it was, bald as a coot on top. And then I tried a toupee, fathered a flaming mop. I said I wouldn't wear it. Wife said it looked all right. I said as folk could laugh at me because it looked a seat. A geeter road, I wore it. It was stuck on with tape and pinned. But everybody laughed at me. It blew off in flaming wind.